I'm Abigail.
And I'm Mel. It's our 1 hour spectacular show for Creativity Fortnight.
Yes, it's the wonderful 1 hour.
We're going to be taking you through 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, and of course, now.
But we're going to start. Park Radio, I'm Abigail.
And I'm Mel. It's Creativity Fortnight, this is our 1 hour spectacular show.
Yes, the wonderful 1 hour.
We'll be taking you through the 50s, the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, and of course, now.
But now it's time for
Guess the Year. So explain how it works, Abigail.
Okay, we're going to give you three big events that happened between 1950 and 1969. For each one of those big celebrations, you're going to have three possible years it could have been in. On the post-it note on the table, you've got to write down your name and say I gave you one, you would put one, dot, and then A, B, or C. Okay, so Melissa, number one.
The coronation took place in A, 1956, B, 1952, or C, 1954.
You have 11 seconds to guess what it is. Okay, so now it's time for question number two. What year did rationing end? Was it A, 1959, B, 1956, or C, 1954? And so finally, question number three.
England won the World Cup in A, 1966, B, 1961, or C, 1968.
Okay, so you now have 10 seconds to guess what that one is. Okay, we're now going to run over those again. So, question one,
The coronation took place in A, 1956, B, 1952, or C, 1954.
And question number two was, what year did rationing end? Was it A, 1959, B, 1956, or C, 1954?
England won the World Cup in A, 1966, B, 1961, or C, 1968.
And remember, Adam's going to wave at you now, he's in the hall. In this next 10 seconds, you've got to give him your sheet with a person from your team or your name on the top of the sheet with your answers on. And we'll reveal the winner after this song. Okay, so we have a winner. It was...
Alex Parker.
Yeah, well done. You got 3 out of 3. But now it's time for an interview. We have...
Mark Wilson. I'm Ethan Wilson's dad. And I'm very glad to be here today.
Okay, we're going to ask you a few questions. Oh. So, the first one was, are you enjoying the exhibition?
Yes, I'm really enjoying the exhibition. I'm especially enjoying being one of the star interviewees today. It's absolutely fabulous. You're doing a great job, everybody.
Did you come to Benton Park as a pupil?
No, I went to school in Scotland before I came to Newcastle, but I did go to Heaton not that long ago. So, yeah, not Benton Park Road, but I went to Heaton School.
Did you enjoy your school life?
I loved it, yeah. I loved school life. I even tried to postpone it as long as possible by going to university. So, yes, I really enjoyed school life. It was a great thing. Heaton School was fabulous. I'm sure if I'd come here, I'd have said the exact same about this school too.
Okay, well, thank you. That was brilliant.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, now we're going to go into another song. It's Build Me a Buttercup by The Foundations.
Okay, in the studio we have...
Hannah Mills, it's Mama, and...
Do you have a name?
Okay, so, did you enjoy the exhibition?
Oh, I did, it was lovely. It always is.
Did you come to this school as a pupil?
I did.
And did you enjoy school life?
Oh, I loved it, yeah.
Would you like to come to this school now?
Oh, I would. The teachers have got here now, wow, yeah.
What was your favourite part of the exhibition?
All of it. I love your exhibitions. Also, such a good ones.
Thank you. That was Hannah's Mama. Now it's time for another song.
Okay, so there is a serious side to all this 60 years and stuff. So here's something to get you thinking. In the year 2000, all the big governors and prime ministers and everyone came together and said by 2015, every primary school, every child in the whole world would have a primary school education. It's now 2 years away from that deadline that they set, and there are still 61 million children in the world without an education. That's about the full population of the UK.
Okay.
But this is the end of our show.
Bye from me, Mel.
Bye from me, Abigail, but don't go away because we've got another two people telling you about the 70s and 80s. It's the brilliant Bethan and Lucy.
Hi, this is Benton Park Radio. I'm Lucy.
And I'm Bethan.
So I hope you enjoyed Abigail and Melissa's 50s and 60s, but now it's time to get your afros on because it's time for the 70s and 80s.
Okay, so we have an interviewee in the studio. What's your name, please?
Bob Day.
Okay, so first question. Have you enjoyed the exhibition so far?
Well, I haven't seen all of it. What I've seen was very, very good and very interesting. A little story to tell. Way back in 1987, I came to do some maths work at the school. And Miss Winter was the head, and I worked with the teacher in year six, who was called Mr. Simpson. And I've been looking at the logbooks for that time, and Miss Winter has written me down as R. Dale and not R. Day, which I found quite amusing.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, so for the second question, did you come here as a pupil?
No, I didn't come here as a pupil, but I did teach for a number of years here as the supply teacher, as Miss Witherell likes to say, the supply teacher.
Okay, so did you enjoy your school life?
You mean the school life here or my school life in general?
When you were like a pupil.
When I was a pupil?
Yeah.
I went to Welbeck Road Primary School and I thought that was a wonderful school. And then I went to Heaton Grammar and I didn't think a great deal of Heaton Grammar.
Thank you for coming to the studio.
It was my pleasure. Thank you, girls.
Okay, so now we've got a quiz. Okay, this quiz is about the 70s and 80s and Lucy is going to explain how you play. Okay, so we've got two questions about the 70s and two questions about the 80s. Yeah, then you're going to write it on a post-it note on your table and give it to the producer who is waving at you now. Okay, remember I put a name on from someone on your table. Okay, so the first clue. Okay, this clue is about the 70s. People had afros, platform shoes, and what kind of trousers? Okay, so for the first 80s clue, what's the name of the famous 80s song, Walk the Waft? Okay, this is another 70s question. Vampirella was a what in the 70s? Okay, and for the last question, what is the full name of the lead singer of the famous 80s band Duran Duran? Okay, so we're going to give you this song to get your results in. But first, we're going to say them again. Okay, so this is the first clue about the 70s. People had afros, platform shoes, and what kind of trousers? What's the name of the famous 80s song, Walk the What? Second clue about the 70s, Vampirella was a what in the 70s? And what's the full name of the lead singer of Duran Duran? Okay, can I just make a quick announcement? This is for Ethan's dad. It'll be confirmed that there is no wham in this show, okay? Okay, so now it's time for the results. Even though no one played along, the first 80s clue was Walk the Dinosaur. The first 70s clue was Bell Bottoms, but we would have accepted Flares. The second 80s was Simon Le Bon. And the second 70s was Comic. Okay, so now we've got another interviewee. What's your name?
Lydia Nelson.
Did you enjoy the exhibitions?
I think it's absolutely fantastic and the standard of work is really, really high this year. The hall looks brilliant. I haven't seen the KS1 hall, but the KS2 hall looks amazing.
Okay, so did you come here as a pupil?
I did. I came here in the 1980s and I've just been looking at some photographs now, which are quite horrifying because the fashions are horrendous in those years. But it was lovely. It was a lovely school. It was Miss Winter was the headmistress when I was here.
Did you enjoy?
I did, I enjoyed all of it, and I've just been looking back at some of the photos and it brings it all back, and the Harvest Festival, we used to do a big Harvest Festival and the Christmas shows and everything, and it was all absolutely fantastic, it was brilliant.
And would you go to this school now?
I absolutely would, and that's why I sent my children here, because it's still a fantastic school today.
Okay, thank you for coming in the studio, I've got another song. Okay, so now we've got our last feature. If you just want a bit of fun, then play along in this in the hall. Okay, so it is.
What's your order from the chippy? What's your order from the chippy? Is it chips or is it fishy? What's your order from the chippy?
Okay, so this game is one of our teachers from the school, and they're going to say something in a weird accent and order something from the chippy. Remember, it's a teacher from our school. Let's hear it.
Et bonjour. Aujourd'hui, je voudrais du poisson et des frites et des petits pois. Merci beaucoup.
Okay, so if you didn't hear it at that time, we'll hear it again.
Et bonjour, aujourd'hui je voudrais du poisson et des frites et des petits pois. Merci beaucoup.
Okay, so we'll give you this countdown jingle to get your answers in. Five. Of course, it was our very own Mr. Cowan, and he ordered fish, chips, and peas. Okay, so now it's another song. Okay, so that's bye from me, Lucy.
And me, Bethan.
But stay on in the hall because we've got Lewis and Verone coming at you.
Hi, this is Ben Park Radio. Thanks to Lucy and Bethan, but now it's over with me, Verone.
And me, Lewis, doing the 1990s till 2000.
But before we do anything, we've got two interviewees. First of all, of course, what are your names?
Hi, my name's Julie. And my name's also Julie.
Okay, so, first question. Did you enjoy the exhibition?
It's absolutely fabulous and a lot of hard work's gone into it. It's lovely.
It is. It's very good. Brings back a lot of memories.
So did you come here as a people?
We did, yeah. We came from 1970 to 1976.
And last of all, did you enjoy school life, yeah?
We did, yes. We had lots of interesting times, but nothing like you have now. Computers weren't even thought of.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Julie and Julie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So now it's time for a song. It's Beijing by Michael Jackson. Okay, so, up now we have a new feature called Guess the Year. Okay, so what you do on this, we're going to give you 6 clues about a year spanning from the 1st of
January 1990 till 31st of December 2009.
Okay, so, remember, the producer at the back of the hall will be waving at you right now, and that's who you give your post-it note with all your guesses on.
So, first clue. Richard Krajicek won the Wimbledon men's singles title in this year.
Second clue. In this year, Alan Shearer signed for Newcastle United.
In this year, it was a leap year.
In this year, it was the year the Olympics was held in Atlanta.
In this year, it was John Major's last year being Prime Minister.
And finally, in this year, this was the year that these following songs were at number one. Macarena, Don't Speak, I Believe I Can Fly, Kiss From a Rose, and Wonderwall. All great hits.
So we'll just say them one more time if you didn't catch it, because we're canny. Richard Krajicek won the men's Wimbledon singles title in this year.
Second clue. In this year, Alan Shearer signed for Newcastle United.
In this year, it was a leap year.
In this year, it was the year the Olympics was held in Atlanta.
In this year, it was John Major's last year being Prime Minister.
And finally, in this year, it was the year these songs were following songs were at number one. Macarena, Don't Speak, I Believe I Can Fly, Kiss From a Rose, and finally, Wonderwall. And still, great hits.
Right, so once again, we will have you will see the producer now waving once again. You write down on a post-it note who you think that what year you think it is, and remember, it can be any year between the 1st of January 1990 to the 31st of December 2009.
Good luck.
Now it's time for
Okay, so the results are locked and verified.
Well done, if you got it right, it was of course the year 1996.
Okay, so we've got a couple more interviewees.
And what are your names?
I'm Leslie.
And I'm Adam's dad, Pete.
So of course you are producer Adam's dad and mum and dad.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so first question. Have you enjoyed the exhibition so far?
Well, I haven't seen a lot of it yet. We've just got here and came straight to the radio station to be interviewed.
As we were instructed to do so.
Did you come here as a child?
No, we went to different schools.
Yes, I went to school in Gateshead.
But it's not her fault, really.
Final question. Did you enjoy school life at both your schools?
Yes, I loved school life. I lived for school. I lived for my friends and I lived for the work.
Yeah, she was a right swat. I just had a good time and it was great. I enjoyed school. It was really good fun.
Not as good as this school, though.
Thanks a lot for that. Okay, so again, here's a song. Here's Back for Good by Take That. Okay, so this is the last song for us. Again, this is Back for Good by Take That.
But unfortunately, it's by from me, Varun.
And me, Lewis.
But don't go anywhere because Jake and the other Lewis are coming right over, taking over from me and Lewis.
They're doing now.
Hi, I'm Lewis.
And I'm Jay.
And this is Bed and Park Radio.
What have we got up first, Lewis?
Well, we've got an interview coming up first
with Melissa's mum and Melissa's brother.
Have you enjoyed the exhibition so far?
We've had a lovely time. We're very, very impressed. We can't believe the hard work and creativity that's gone into this year's exhibition. It gets better every year, and this is definitely the best. What do you think, Matthew?
I think it's brilliant. The stand's been raised a lot since I was at the school. A lot more work.
Did you come to this school as a pupil?
I did, yeah. 4 years ago, I was here in year six. I did. I can't remember what we did now, but it was... We always did it creatively, but it was never like this sort of standard.
No, the bar's been well and truly raised.
Did you enjoy school life?
Well, it's a very, very long time ago for me, of course, but yes, I did enjoy school life, primary school life particularly. What about you, Marty?
No, I always enjoyed primary school. It was my favourite time, I think.
Do you wish you could wind the clock back and go back now?
I wish, yeah.
Less homework.
Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. We've had a lovely time.
Now it's a song that you should all know and all hate. It's Gangnam Style. Just so you know, there's exhibitions in the Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2 Hall, and there's also some stuff on in the ICT suite. I wonder if anyone's dancing in the hall? Thank you if you came in for an interview, but we're done with those now. So what's next, Jake?
Well, next we've got...
It's a feature about a teacher, maybe a creature, or even a member of staff. Woo!
Basically what's going to happen is, I'm going to give you some clues about a teacher, and you've got to guess which teacher it is on a poster note, and give it to the producer who's waving at you right now. This teacher's proudest moment at school is being made toilet monitor. It was a prized position which meant you didn't have to go outside at break time. Plus, you had the power to stop people going to the toilet. They say they still have the badge somewhere which actually says toilet monitor.
This teacher's funniest moment of school was
once won in a school production of Hansel and Gretel, instead of the line that this teacher should have said, which was, "Set the children free!" For some reason, which to this day this teacher can't explain, this teacher shouted, "Set the children on fire!" Everyone, including this teacher, the whole cast, and the audience just fell about laughing, and people still remind this teacher about that moment.
This teacher's first memory was watching out of the reception class window, looking for their mum outside the school railings at home time. They always made her wear a checked winter coat so they could spot her easily, even in the hot summer.
I'm leaving the school with memories.
Once at this primary teacher's school, this teacher broke a teacher's nose when the rounder's bat flew out of this teacher's hand.
So if you think you know who it is, write your teacher down on the post-it note and give it to your producer who's waving at you right now.
Give your answers during this song. This song is Hall of Fame by The Script.
The answer was Miss Powley. Well done if you got it right. Remember, we've taken you through the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the noughties, and now. What's up next, Lewis?
Well, we've got Kyle singing a very special song. It's
Make You Feel My Love by Adele. I remember, he's the best singer in the school. Stand still and definitely listen.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met, no doubt in my mind where you belong. I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue, I'd come crawling down the avenue. Though there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love. The storms are raging on the rolling sea and on the highway of regret. The winds of change are blowing wild and free. You ain't seen nothing like me yet. I could make you happy.